not want to be in. On a dry day, it's not as bad because you have the ability to throw the ball over the lot. But on a rainy day where grip on the football is crucial, throwing the football for 10, 15 yards could be quite difficult here. So wouldn't be surprised at all to see another rollout in a short pass or some sort of run to the outside.
Looks seen in the pocket, throwing to his left. It is through the hands of Michael Anderson. He cannot bring that one in at the 40-yard line. He still would have been short by 3 yards from the first down, and now Harbor Beach facing their first fourth down of the night.
Yeah, I'm not so sure of that because, again, Michael Anderson runs a really nice route, about an 8-yard route, as Clark mentioned, but there was no Bearcats in sight to make that tackle. And if James Schalke, that ball slips out of his hands a little bit at the top of his throwing motion, the ball floats just a couple yards above the receiver's head. No chance for a completion, and that's going to bring on the punting team.
Robert Emming back to punt at his own 40-yard line. Deep back for the Bearcats at his own 10 would be Casey Sweeney. Fourth down, 11. No score yet. Good snap. Punt away from huge booming kick from Emming as he has the wind behind him. Takes a huge pirate bounce, and we're going to have a touchback as that bounce at the 8-yard line and about 10 yards back in through the back of the end zone. So first and 10 for the Ubley Bearcats. Both teams with one offensive possession so far and resulted in no points with 4:36 left in the first quarter.
Keep in mind that from last time these two people faced off, that snap on the punt went through that punter's hand and gave Ubley their first 2 points of the game. So the punter there does a good job catching that wet football and really putting a good kick on it, because the worst case scenario, you want that football to go into the end zone if it has to go anywhere, because it's still going to force the Bearcats to go 80 yards on your highly rated defense in the Greater Thumb Conference.
So Ubley coming out from their own 20-yard line. First and 10, three-man backfield. Mychek is under center. Left to right across your radio, and Mychek's going to keep it for himself, coming around the right side of the defense, and he is going to be stopped out at the 23-yard line. Brought down by middle linebacker Cole Anderson. Second down, 8 yards to go.
And Matt Mychek trying to disguise that he has the football and running to the sideline, the near sideline of Harbor Beach. We mentioned it early in the game, and I mention it again. They're going to have to beat the Pirates up the middle because their speed in the linebacking core and defensive back core is too quick. And Matt Mychek, fast as he is, was unable to beat the Pirates to the sideline, and all he could do was fall forward for a yard, or maybe two at the most, for the Bearcats on first down.
3 minutes, 54 seconds left in the first quarter. No score from Harbor Beach, Michigan. Ubley on their second offensive drive tonight. Working off the right hash at their own 22-yard line. It's a handoff coming around the right side. And big man 76 for Harbor Beach, Evan Smolinski, brings down the running back for no gain. At the bottom of that pile will be number 23, Gregory Keller,
he's the left back, so typically when he comes in front of the quarterback to take the football, it's going to be from left to right, and he runs right into Evan Smolinski, who's able to slip off his blocker and put his body in front of Gregory Keller. And when Gregory Keller puts a shoulder into him, 6'6", 270, doesn't move very easily, and Gregory Keller goes to the ground after another short gain. Third down, 7 coming up. We got 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
0-0 tie so far. Full house tee. Three-man backfield. Mychek is under center from their own 23. Rolls to his left, looking to pass. Lowers this one downfield. It is lofted in there, and it's almost brought in. This one was first nearly intercepted by James Schalke. Then it went through his hands. Ryan Sweeney only scooped it up, and he had nothing but pay there in front of him. And it was dropped through the hands again. Incomplete pass in a 4th and 7 for the Ubley Bearcats.
Very impressive throw for Matt Mychek. It was thrown up high. Ryan Sweeney is one of their taller receivers down the middle of the field. The only issue there is you're throwing into one of the best defensive backs in the area. James Schalke is able to go up and get enough of that football to deflect it away from Ryan Sweeney and through his hands, and it falls to the turf safely. So the Bearcats now going to have to punt it away.
And this one is punted by number 17, Ryan Sweeney. Bounces into Harbor Beach territory, takes a big Bearcat roll across the 35 and comes to rest at the 33. And that is where Harbor Beach will start their drive after a quick three and out for the Ubley Bearcats on their second drive of the night. Harbor Beach back on the field for their second.
Getting past that, back to that third down pass, we already said, you know, Dave Kaufman isn't afraid to let Mychek throw the football. It's just not a big priority in their game plan. They want to throw it at you just a couple times to keep you honest, maybe get a big play. And they threw it into one-on-one coverage, a situation you have to like if you're the wide receiver. James Schalke, again, doing just enough to deflect that football away from Ryan Sweeney. And even though Ryan Sweeney didn't make that catch, it's the little things, the special teams that are going to help you win this game. Ryan Sweeney with an excellent punt to flip field position as Harbor Beach takes over for their second drive of the game.
T formation for the Pirates. Handoff right up the gut, and this one goes out for about 2 yards. Tackle was made by Anthony Sweeney on the bottom of that pile. That would be number 32, Cole Anderson, the fullback.
And Anthony Sweeney, the first Bearcat to make the charge. The other one who had an impressive game last time, Skyler Lasaski, in there to help out. But they make the stop, a short gain for Harbor Beach, 2 yards on that Cole Anderson dive. They've had a lot of trouble running out of this wing tee again this year, as you see Anderson in the middle, Burkhart to the left, and Michael Anderson to the right.
There's a snap, and it's going to be a delayed handoff to Tyler Burkhart. He's through the gap and across the 40 out to about the 43-yard line. He's going to be shy of the first down marker by about a yard. A 7-yard gain brought down by number 61, Skyler Lasoski, senior tackling machine. Third down and short, less than a yard to go.
Zach Walker, the senior, not far away either. Skyler Lasoski going to have to come up big along with Anthony Sweeney. Today, slow down these Harbor Beach running game, and especially when James Shelkey decides to take off with the football. Those are the two guys that are going to have to locate him and get him to the ground. But a good gain by Tyler Burkhart on a delayed run out of the wing tee. As everybody thought Cole Anderson had it, Tyler Burkhart delays, goes through the same gap. Cole Anderson becomes your lead blocker, and Burkhart turns a nice gain, third and one for Harbor Beach coming up.
And we have a timeout as Troy Shelkey is not pleased with his team. There's a little miscommunication about who was supposed to see in that play and where it was supposed to take place. So with a minute 24 left in the first quarter, it's still 0-0. Harbor Beach facing a third and one at their own 42-yard line. They need to get to about the 43.5 in order for a new set of downs.
Cass City on the board first, 7-0, as they lead with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Cass City scores first in that game.
Of course, that's Cass City in USA. The game in front of us is Harbor Beach and Ubley, a rematch of just 2 weeks ago. Harbor Beach won that game over Ubley to clinch the Greater Thumb East title. Harbor Beach enters tonight at 8-1, Ubley at 7-2. Both teams in the playoffs, and both teams solid on the same year.
Not only did Harbor Beach win that football game, they won by 2 scores. They won in Ubley's house, and that got them this home game in the rematch for in the first round of the district. So it was a very important game for both teams, but you and I both know these teams are very good this year at the same time, which, again, hasn't happened in a while. So either one of these football teams could win this game. It's these situations, the special teams, and the short yardage to goes. We'll see which team can match strengths here and see who gets the first down.
Hand off to Cole Anderson up the gut, and it's all the way out to the 45-yard line. It's a gain of 3 yards, and move the chains for Harbor Beach. Tackle made by Brett Sweeney.
Yet another Sweeney on defense making the tackle for the Bearcats. Brett Sweeney is right. That's number 14. But not until Cole Anderson rumbles ahead for a couple yards and is able to get a first down.
First and 10 for the Harbor Beach Pirates at their own 45-yard line. 1 minute, 10 seconds remain in the first quarter. No score yet. Shelkey keeps it for himself out of the tee. He leaps across the defender and has the first down into Ubley territory and finally brought down at the 39-yard line after a 16-yard gain brought down by Anthony Sweeney.
Anthony Sweeney is able to save a touchdown there as James Shelkey leaves Matt Mychek laying on the floor. Made him miss completely on that tackle, and James Shelkey with by far the biggest play of this game, a 15-yard carry.
Ball's down at the 40-yard line of Ubley territory, right to left across your radio, 50 seconds, 5-0 left in the first quarter. No score yet, hand off to Cole Anderson up the gut. He gets out for maybe a yard, out to about the 39-yard line, as the front line, including number 61, Skyler Lasoski, with another tackle. Second down, 9 to go, 35 seconds left.
All I had to do was mention he was out there, and he's got himself a couple tacklers. Skyler Lasoski, one of my favorite defenders for the Bearcats, making plays early and often. And again, a couple tackles already in this game, finding a way to slow down the middle portion of the offensive game plan of Harbor Beach. Skyler Lasoski makes the tackle after just a short gain for Harbor Beach.
T formation, Shelkey under the center. It's a hand. It's pitch out to the left to Michael Anderson, trying to find the seam, and he gets all the way down to the near sideline at the 35-yard line. They're going to say continue to roll the clock. And with 5 seconds left, that is going to be how the first quarter ends, with a 0-0 tie after 12 minutes. When we return, Harbor Beach will have a third down and 6 situation right here on the WLAW Sports Network. 0-0 after the first quarter.
Eight. stop into any location of Thumb Salad.